Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Good news, everyone. Israel's been eliminated. Sad news. Only in the World Baseball Classic. Anyway, welcome back to the Cheap Pop Podcast. That loss was promised to them 3,000 years ago. Anyway, let's get into what happened this week. It's just the three of us. Ken's too busy being the bullpen manager for the Israeli national team. We know where his allegiances lie.
It's actually the relief pitcher.
It's crazy. Only one player on that team was born in Israel. The rest are from America. Anyway. Before I start this wormhole, we opened the night with Randy Orton on SmackDown, coming out to cut him a little promo. Any thoughts on that?
Isn't this when Trick came out and was like,
"Yes."
You said I was not 6'4". What do you say? I'm 6'5"? Smooth RKO.
It's beautiful every time.
How about the balls on Trick, though? That's funny. He's over, though. Dude, he's fucking over.
Well, I hope they can actually capitalize on it.
Well, you know, we can't just push a guy because he's over with a song and a catchphrase. It's just not how we do in this business of ours.
There it is.
Very, very different from Jay.
Anyway, we're going to put Jay in the main event again and go ahead and give him a world title raid. Just imagine it, the entire arena heating, running it back. It's just good for this business of ours.
Just good for the business. I'm going to put myself on every single exclusive cover of WWE 2K because it's just what the business wants.
You know, I was pivotal to the Attitude Era. I did start it. I am one of the most important people in this business of ours.
Yeah, bless. If anybody gets a chance, watch the Monday Night War. What the fucking docuseries? If it's still available, I think it was the last time I seen it was on Peacock. It's probably not even up anymore. Never mind.
I'm sure it's been ripped to YouTube at this point.
Yeah, and just look at the fucking propaganda they push with the Triple H was really key in bringing in the Attitude Era. And then it shows all the DX clips. No, that's not how it went at all.
He stinks.
You can get... It's the one from, like, 2014, isn't it?
I think so.
You can watch it every episode on Amazon Prime for $1.
Excuse me if y'all hear snoring. Willow is now fully asleep on the bed.
You leave that old woman alone. We'll be doing a 999 for her 10th birthday.
All right.
Anyway, next up on SmackDown, we have Carmelo Hayes doing the U.S. Open Challenge, which was answered by Hio Del Dr. Wagner Jr.
Surprise, another banger.
John didn't like it because there was a masked brown man in it.
What? All right. Wow. Okay.
John said deportable. Check his visa. Yeah.
Are we talking about John? Are we talking about Brash? Talking about John Layfield. Which John are we talking about?
That's for the listeners to decide.
Yeah. I should have just played along with it. Yep, definitely said that.
It's true. John was in Minneapolis with Ken.
Whoa. No.
You're on the wrong side of history, pal.
I'm joking. Newsflash, buddy.
John is heavily armed in defending the El Tarasco, all right?
I'll be goddamn if that place goes away.
El Tarasco and El Baguage. John is the front line.
This is my post.
This is my post. My post is me. Anyway, more thoughts on that match?
Carmelo with another... We should have just put him on match of the week for the last few weeks, but... You know. Not me trying to be a hater, but... We just kind of expect it from him.
You know, it's just what we do in this new era of our business.
This is why they spent the first pick on SmackDown for him.
Fucking trapped at the 2 years ago.
It only took a year and a half, right? Like a year and a half to get the ball rolling. Damn,
yeah, it's
like
to this day,
a really good quarter. It's like a really good quarterback. Got to give him a couple years to develop.
Mac Jones will be the new Sam Darnold this season. Anyway.
Off the brakes.
You will see him starting week 10 in Atlanta. You expect either Tua or Penix to play a full season?
Yeah, like I said on Facebook, fall off the bone, Michael Penix, and game sign Tua.
It's cool. We let Quiddy play, walk, traded Zaire Franklin, traded Michael Pittman, or given Alec Pierce like $89 million. Nobody knows what we're doing with Daniel Jones. It's fine. Everything's fine.
He's getting re-signed. I'm going to re-sign Danny Boy.
After being told quit crying on the yacht when we traded 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner, go fuck yourself, John.
See my team?
We traded for a corner.
Not one smart decision has been made since 2016. I don't want to hear your shit.
We traded for a corner who ended his season 2-16.
Not hearing it.
Crazy. Crazy stats.
I'm not yelling. It's because your door's open. We'll close it.
Bam Adebayo has what? DraftKings? Are you fucking kidding me right now? What is this man's stat line?
He got about 70.
Yeah, it said he got 70 PRA. Like, what the fuck is he do?
He's got 70 points?
Points, rebounds, and assists.
Oh, all together.
Yeah, I think he got like 45 or some shit like that.
He has 72 points!
Never mind, I lied. My bad, I lied.
What?
He has 72 points. How do I watch this in the background? We're about to have a historic moment. I can feel it.
How much time is left?
5 minutes. Oh, 6 minutes. 5 minutes.
6 minutes, and he's still on the floor.
Against the Wizards of all teams.
I know, but 72 points.
He going for 81. He going for Kobe. He's going for Kobe.
That's what we about to see. Please hold this intermission brought to you by, I don't know, whoever make the neck gator skin buys.
72 points is crazy.
I was expecting
is that like the third highest all time, or is there somebody in between there?
I don't know. I can't remember how many Devin Booker had. We're about to find that out because it's going to bug me.
It's like Devin Booker, Dame. I feel like Luka was up there for some reason. Oh, somebody else. Oh.
Devin had 70. Most points scored in a regular season NBA game. By a player, not a team. I know it's the Pistons with like 186. So he would be tied. Actually, did he make his free throws? He now single-handedly holds fourth place with 74 points.
That is crazy.
First is allegedly Wilt Chamberlain.
We didn't see it. I don't believe it.
Hey, so you're telling me they're not a single TV recording of that, but I've got live documentary footage from the beaches of Normandy in 1945. And then Kobe with 81, and then Wilt Chamberlain again with 78. 19 for 38. This should have put money on it. Anyway, back to wrestling. Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss versus Julia and Kiana James in a tag team match. I'm pretty sure this was to set up number one contender for the women's tag. I'm not 100% positive if that's correct. Yes. Yes, it is.
They just don't know how to book Julia, bro.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. But I like Kiana and I like Julia, but I don't think they know how to book them too, man. It's because the whole Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair thing, I feel like that's kind of... Am I wrong for saying it's boring or it's like getting played out? Am I wrong for that?
No.
You're not, but I also don't know what else to do with them at this current moment. Curious Band's up to 77 points.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so tag team turmoil match. Just a tag team gauntlet match. Your starting two were Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Chris Sabin and Alex Shelby, with Frazier and Axiom getting the win, so for Axiom winning. Next, you had Angel and Berto defeat them.
Damn, I forgot they were still on the roster.
Everybody did. Next, you had Joe Gacy and Dexter Lumis, representing the Wyatt Six, come out, and Angel and Berto win against them. And then the Thank final God. Team, and the winner of the gauntlet match, is Damian Priest and R-Truth, who are now the number one contenders for the tag titles.
It's Judgment Day.
Yes.
Look at it's Judgment Day, but on SmackDown.
I hate that he's right. It took me till now to realize that.
You gotta love our truth, man. But...
This is a ship of thesis moment. If you replace every member, if you replace every board on a ship, is it still the same ship? If you replace every member of the original Judgment Day, is it still Judgment Day?
If a tree falls in the middle of the forest, does it make a sound?
Good. Because there could be people around to listen to it. You said it wrong, dipshit. Anyway.
I was trying to just get through it. It's fine.
Much like me with a lot of the wrestling, huh?
Also, tag team division, ass, besides maybe like two teams. Or two factions. Or actually, I feel like one faction. The only faction I really like is the MFTs. But that's only if Solo is included in the actual tag team.
I think by Freebird rules, it is. He is.
I don't really like the Y6. I don't really... I forgot Fraxium was there for however many weeks. Damien and fucking... I'm blanking on his fucking name. R-Truth. Let's just throw them together. Yeah, Ron Cena. Let's just throw them together. They just throw R2 together with anybody, it seemed like, which is crazy. Yeah. Tag team's in shambles. Bring back the Street Profits.
It's all shit. I don't know, man. It's just all shit. We're fucking paying Triple H! Anyway, next up we have Rhea Ripley and Jade Cargill with the backstage promo segment. It fucking happened. The Twitter exchange was better than this.
Your body was made for show. Mine was made to take the abuse of the business. There. That's all you need to know.
It's fake and gay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Man, who hurt my girl Chelsea Green, man? Who did that shit?
I don't know, but they should be taken out back and shot.
SmackDown ain't been the same.
Next up, we had Johnny Gargano come out and say it's time for him to be Johnny Wrestling again, and issued an open challenge to fight anyone. Obafemi then came out and murdered this man.
Be careful what you wish for.
Once again, seen enough. Give him the belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he only does... He only does three moves and the match is over. Yeah, it worked for Goldberg. It's working for him, too. I don't care.
Don't care. Run it up, baby.
I've seen Oba put on a 20-minute classic with Moose. I'm good with it.
Right.
Run it up.
Next in the main event, which was a good match, but just to be a hater, fuck this whole match. Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes for the championship, with Rhodes fucking winning.
Disgusting work. Can't believe they did that shit.
Of course.
You did it right before WrestleMania. Come on.
Nasty fucking work.
Rumor is that Cody pitched this to creative, and this is why the match happened.
And yet,
But we let him hold the belt while he went and did Street Fighter. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's just move on.
They did that shit. It was expecting people to talk about that match. Sorry, pal. Unless somebody's bringing up dead relatives, we don't care.
Was it a good match? Yes, it was. Was the ending good? Fuck you. Fuck your mom. Fuck your wife. Fuck everybody. Just once again. We fucking hate Triple H! This shit is so ass.
It's so bad.
Show grades.
C-.
I hate it.
I'm good with a C-. It barely passes.
We got a match of the week contender off of it, so I guess you kind of gotta have to give it like a C minus C.
Right.
I hate making sense.
I had a Cody rant in on the group chat, but I think we're just gonna skip over that. There's no point. There's no point. We keep going back to that well too often.
What's his citizenship status? I'm sure he's got dual citizenship.
Oh Jesus!
That's Ken's man. Everything will be solved once we put the belt back on Cody. Once we put the belt on Cody, and it's been nothing but Israel and Palestine.
I've heard enough. Send another $3 billion to Israel.
Mm. On to Monday Night Raw. We had a grand total of 3 matches and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 talking segments.
Damn.
Let's go over the matches first. First, we had another match of the week contender. The imposter, El Grande Americano, versus Penta, with Penta picking up the win. Danhausen cursed the original El Grande Americano to make Chad Gable not have another IC title match.
At first, when you sent it in the chat, I thought that was the Grande Americano that was getting the match. But I was like, man, this is Lou Wood's punk ass.
Yeah. But it was.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Still pretty good.
It was still good. Well, it seemed like he got away from Tiffany and got active, didn't he?
They sent him down to AAA, and the Latinas changed his life.
The proof is in the pudding. He hasn't stopped
smiling since. Hasn't stopped.
All right. Next, we had a women's gauntlet match. I'm not getting into all who's in this. It was kind of a mess. But Bayley ended up getting the win, so she will take on AJ Lee at WrestleMania, I think. Snooze. Or soon for the IC title. Yeah, snooze. Anybody got anything to add to that?
Yes.
All right.
Bro, you had who interfered in that match? Fucking
all of them.
Right? No, it was literally right when EO got pinned. Who pinned EO?
Ivy Nile. Ivy Nile pinned her because she did a taunt after she I don't know. I'm still trying to make sense of it too, but
what I do know is Bam is now officially Ty Kobe.
Oh my god. Alright. Next we had a singles match, another match of the week contender, Obafemi versus Rusev, where Oba threw Rusev around the ring for a solid 5 or 6 minutes. And I mean threw him around the ring.
That's how you book this man.
Yeah, this isn't your Brock Lesnar throwing around Spike Dudley. Like, Rusev is a big man. They're both big men.
Once again, announce, I've seen enough. Give him the belt.
All right.
This man is a total package.
It's the, man, look. Once you get you in that corner and they hit you with that shoulder elbow combo, all right, I'm smooth.
Yep. All right. I'm just going to speed run all these talking segments. We'll start off with The Vision interrupting the Usos and LA Knight's opening of Monday Night Raw. Anybody want to add anything to this?
I thought it was going to be a tag team match or a triple tag team match or something, but no. All right, cool.
Yeah, it didn't lead to anything.
Well, you just got to pay attention to the story. We're only in the second inning.
Half the division's hurt.
Send Ken in for the relief pitcher. We need some runs.
Go ahead and warm up Benjamin Netanyahu's button fingers. We're going to launch another missile at Iran.
This one, end of the night, it was kind of corny. We had CM Punk and the Usos. They kept trying to tell him or have him say he's sorry for his promo last week. And then they just rolled credits. I don't even know.
I thought somebody got kicked or punched or something.
I mean, yeah, but Jimmy and Jay, I think, beat up on CM Punk, and he just showed him laying in the ring at the end of it, if I remember right.
Yes.
This shit was so dumb.
I don't want to go ahead and predict this, but it just looks like they're running back the bloodline formula.
It's all Triple H knows how to do.
Shit sucks. Speaking of shit that kind of sucked, I'm glad the Judgment Day imploded, but why do we have Finn laying in the middle of the ring after getting jumped? Why not have him fight his way out?
Well, you just don't understand his business.
It made no sense, but this is how they've done every time somebody's turned against the Judgment Day. So I guess they're just carrying on the tradition. It's just hard to believe Dominik and JD McDonagh is the one that did this.
You don't like the Judgment Day acts like a gang and gang initiated them into the gang?
I just don't like JD McDonagh and Dominik looking like strong characters.
This is true. But the strong character of the night is Bam Adebayo, who has been taken out of the game, surpassing Kobe with 83 points.
Sensational.
My God.
Who was his coach in college? I'm sorry.
Calipari.
I'm kidding.
No, it ain't hurt my feelings none.
Of all the Kentucky players who could have done it, Bam Adebayo wouldn't have been on that list.
You think it would have been Shea after 1,000 free throws, but it's all right.
I'm just glad that everyone's like sick of his shit. And like, all right, if you're going to get the foul, I'm going to foul you, bitch.
I mean, pretty much. Next we had, I already said the Danhausen curse, but what I hate to end the Raw segment on this, but Natty pretty much claiming that she's the real wrestler between her and Maxine Dupri, and that led to a backstage brawl.
What the fuck are we doing?
Did she kill my girl?
They fought for a while, but no, they didn't kill her. But yeah, that was Raw. Yeah, 3 matches, 6 talking segments.
Damn, that's crazy.
Give it a D. I refuse to rate it anything higher with no goddamn wrestling in a 3-hour show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Two hours. It was 2 hours. But still, points still stand.
Either way.
Yeah, I'm literally watching Raw, and I vividly remember the 3 matches.
But I shouldn't be surprised there's wrestling on a goddamn wrestling show.
True. I'm giving it an F because there was not enough wrestling on a wrestling show.
It's not. We love the moments, but it's not enough.
I don't know.
Bayley AJ Lee is next Monday?
Why?
For the belt?
Guess we just don't understand this business.
Yeah, this shit's cooked. They fried, man.
An ass cheeks choice.
They fried.
You know what? Let's just move on. Match of the week. We got 4 of them. All WWE, because that's all we watched this week. Anybody want to start this? If not, I'll get it going.
Go ahead and take the first one.
Yeah, all you right. Take number 4 since you actually watched that one.
No.
That was me, so I'll take it.
I didn't get it. All I seen was a highlight, and I loved it.
We doing top to bottom or bottom to top?
We'll start at 4, work our way to 1.
Alrighty, number 4, we had, excuse me, the street fight between Jada Parker and Blake Monroe on NXT Vengeance. This was a fun match with a lot of fun spots. Miss Paca, goddamn.
Goddamn, goddamn!
Super
is that,
over.
Is that a new beat? God bless Booker T, but some of those spots were actually pretty fucking hard hitting. Used a lot of fun weapons during it. Actually had a street fight and not, you know, what 90% of them are now, where it's wrestle inside the ring and outside the ring, use no weapons.
A whole lot of hip attacks, though.
Hips like them, you gotta use them.
They don't lie.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Man, whoever came out with that ranking was on ass, by the way.
Still mad about it. What you mean yeah. He's the worst? He has single-handedly gotten over a bunch of the NXT talent.
He's sexualizing the women. No, he's not.
He's the only one giving them juice, if you ask me.
Like, what sound are you supposed to make when somebody's getting their head thrown into a mat?
If we didn't have Booker T, we wouldn't have whooped that trick.
That's true. Holy shit. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you on that one. But hey, this is
fair point. All right, on to number three. We had Penta versus the fake El Grande Americano in a pretty good lucha style match, fast paced. I found it pretty entertaining. It was quick for as much the lack of wrestling the Monday night had.
Is he the fake El Grande Americano?
Yeah, because they keep calling Chad Gable the original.
Oh, okay, you mean by that sense. Okay, I'm talking about, like, hey, he done went down there and learned something.
Yeah.
I still think it's hilarious that they booked Gable as the face in WWE, but in AAA, Ludwig's the face.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out, but I haven't watched AAA, so.
Neither do I, and I'm not 100% sure how to watch it. I get the highlights on Twitter.
How my girl Lola doing down there? I know she down there tearing it up down there.
Couldn't tell you, but she should be up here tearing it up.
So Ruka, but like I said, afraid of the booking.
Wait till I get this universe mode cooking. I'ma fix all the wrongs.
I need to send more copy of the game.
I just want co-op universe mode where we can like all just cook some shit together.
No, because somebody's gonna load into it. And then spend their entire day doing it. And then everybody's going to load back in later. Be like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is that?
You got to do it like they do, like NFL. Everybody gets their own show of the week. You play it once everybody's played advanced.
Might take too long. I see what you're doing, though.
Gotta come up with something.
All right. I'll take number two. We'll save Carmelo Hayes for Mo. All right, next we got Obafemi versus Rusev, where Obafemi tossed this grown man around like a rag doll for, I think, a solid 5 minutes.
It was perfect.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it was perfect. It was a great squash match. That's how you squash another big guy.
And they didn't have to resort to doing the Brock Lesnar, Big Show thing of breaking the ring with a superplex. That is cool when it happened. Cool the second time, not the third, fourth, and fifth.
Damn. The only one I remember really him doing that too was Big Show, wasn't he?
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, but no, it happened a second and third time with Mark Henry.
Yeah. And then I think a fourth again with Brock and Big Show when Brock came back second or third time.
Well, those are some big-ass MFs.
It is, but I don't know why the ref acted like he got, you know, hit with atomic fallout from Hiroshima when it happened.
It was almost as bad as whenever Brock Lesnar hit the ring at SummerSlam with what did he hit it with?
Backhoe? The front loader, I think.
The front loader. He picked up the ring with a front loader, and the ref like tumbled out of the ring in the most dramatic way, like a rock rolling down a hill.
Are you telling me these refs are just made of paper skin and glass bones?
Yes. That is indeed what they were telling you.
My mind went straight to that SpongeBob episode.
I'm glad you got that's what exactly. I'm saying.
All right, man.
I'll go tonight and my lungs break.
All right, man. All right. Number one match. He's been in our top matches for the past Did he just get disconnected?
No, he's still here.
No, I'm here. Caitlin came in to change, so I just flipped my camera on just in case.
Oh, okay. Our boy Mello. He made number one. What was he last week? Like number three, number two? He might have been number. Number three last week. And his match with, I'm not going to say his whole name, but Wagner Jr., man. Somebody down from AAA.
It is the son of Dr. Wagner Jr. That is what the name means, because I don't know why luchadors do that.
But this is more, I feel like this is more of Mello speed, quick matches. Or not more of his speed, because I feel like he can do any kind of match, but a quicker, fast-paced match.
I think it works better for weekly TV than like the Matt Cardona match last week, where if you would have put them on a pay-per-view and gave them 20, 30 minutes, it probably would have flowed a little bit better.
100%. You can tell a story within 5 minutes, 10 minutes instead of 20.
Also, since they're kind of doing these like quick ass matches, like why did they get rid of the speed shit?
Well, they still do it, but it's on NXT now.
Can't prove it. I think it's Israel's fault.
I think it's just the women that do it now. Forgot who has the speed title. I think it's Fallon Henley has it.
But yeah, our boy Mello wrapping up the number one spot, putting on continuous bangers. When I shock, I mean, I don't know what else she wants to say.
I'm sure some people are, and it's the same ones that watch the Kid Rock halftime show.
Oh. Also, quick question for you all. You know how he alluded to having two belts? You think they try to put a tag team belt on him too? Or is that overkill?
I don't mind it.
If it was him, and I guess his partner would have been Ilya, I think.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember he had two belts. I can't remember if he was NXT in North American or if he was NXT in tag with Trick while Trick was North American.
I feel like it was the first one you just said.
I think so too, but I can't be 100% positive anymore.
Anywho, those were the matches of the week. Sorry, NXT and AEW.
Well, NXT.
Motherfuckers is busy this week. Yeah, all NXT.
Well, Cody, you got the plug for the ad read.
I got several types of plugs. What you need?
The ad read.
Well, the ad read? Right, the ad read. The ad read of oldglory.com. The ad read of oldglory.com, where you can go and use code CHEAPPOP and get 25% off your merchandise. Give us a little bit of money. That ad read? Right, that ad read. The poison. But like we said, go get your officially licensed merchandise from oldglory.com. Use code CHEAPPOP, all one word, all caps. Save you some money. Make us some money for Ken's legal fund.
While you're at it, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button.
We should probably start saying that one.
Yeah. Make sure you like and subscribe. Give us a little bit of a rating. It'd be nice. And follow us everywhere else you do social media at Cheap Pop Productions and on TikTok at Pop This Potty for the cheap.
Indubitably. Anything else to add?
Just press the button. Pick one.
Everybody to the hill.
Got one.
Unnecessary fucking conversation.
Everybody to the fucking hill. They want to talk about weed and shit.
Everybody.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.